93.7 The River, River City's classic rock on a Halloween hootenanny Doug and Joe show. Spooktacular.
Boo.
It is Halloween. Facebook photos, Joe, producer Dana, heterosexual Anderson Cooper, even here right now at the office before 7 o'clock, dressed up. Dr. heterosexual Anderson Cooper, that is.
People have fun in this building.
That it does seem.
It is a whole new Halloween atmosphere around here.
And we'll get back to more Halloween festivities. And I'm just going to do this right now out of respect for being a responsible broadcaster.
Please do.
Not going to say journalist, but I will say sometimes we try to be responsible broadcasters. And the whole trick with radio, we want people to listen.
Sure.
That's what our job is to get you to listen and listen longer. And if you do that, thank you. But right now what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you not to listen longer. You should probably turn the station because this is an awful, awful story.
I want no part of this then.
And it doesn't have a good ending, okay? But it's something that's going around. When I read this, I couldn't believe it. Last night when I found the story, Dennis and Lorraine Carver were killed when their automobile crashed into a metal gate outside their community down in Riverside, California. This happened on October 16th. The car burst into flames. The accident was so close to their house, their youngest daughter heard the car smash into the gate. They go running. They find the car. It's burst into flames. Both the father and the mother, the husband and wife, Dennis and Lorraine Carver, killed instantly.
Jeez.
It doesn't stop there. And if you remember the names Dennis and Lorraine Carver, that's probably because you remember hearing Dennis covering Lorraine Carver's body at the Route 91 Harvest Music Festival down in Las Vegas. They survived the gun attack. He lied over her, covered her body. Like everyone else, Dennis thought it was fireworks going off, like a lot of people there did. So he tells her to get down after he realizes it's not fireworks. He shields her body. They survive. They go home. 2 or 3 days later, they're back in L.A., and the reason I share this is, one, it's so unbelievably
crazy.
Crazy, horrific. It's inexplicable. But the good news is to this, if you can find any, and I think when you hear stuff like this, you have to. The older daughter, Brooke Carver, said the last 2 weeks of their lives were spent living each and every moment. She had never seen the two of them so happy. After they went through that tragedy down in Vegas, they're like, you know what? We're going to live this thing to the fullest because you never know when our last day is going to come. And that's what they did. And both daughters said they were just ecstatic. So happy to be alive. They were reconnecting with people that they cared about, that they'd lost contact with. And they just had a phenomenal two and a half weeks. So I hate to bum you out with that, but it's just an unbelievable, heart-wrenching story.
Did it say how they crashed? Were they run from the road? What happened?
The story I have does not give any details. It does not say if, you know, brakes were lost. It doesn't say anything else about that. But the only thing I can say, and I don't share that to bum you out, it's just so disgustingly amazing.
It's just
how stuff happens.
Why you talk about having a time that your card is punched.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know about predetermined
expiration
destiny
date,
but I think we all have an expiration date, and that is weird.
It is really weird.
That is weird that they survived that to die then, but
2 weeks later
they lived 2 weeks of pure happiness.
Well, that's what I'm saying. At least they had more time on Earth. They weren't murdered for no reason, and hopefully there wasn't much fear or knowing of their fate right before it happened. Hopefully it happened quick. But I think the moral of the story is hug it, say it, spend time with it, cherish it, because you just do not know. To escape that tragedy and then have that happen, it's just wild.
Man, it is crazy. I cannot believe that worked out like that.
I know. Just so sad. But again, the bright side is, according to the daughters, they did have some great times before they passed, and they did go happy. So
maybe that's what it was all about.
Maybe it was.
That's so crazy, though.
Coming up, we do have more cash, and I promise, brighter stuff on the Halloween Hootenanny Dog and Joe Show Spooktacular. Hold on.